The Hot FM News with Monique Matipa.
Good afternoon. Here's the news in detail. Opposition Muntu Party President Stephen Nyirenda has called on the UPND administration to suspend its ongoing constitutional amendment process, describing it as a misplaced priority. Speaking when he featured on Thursday's edition of the Hot Seat program, Mr. Nyirenda has urged the government to defer any constitutional reforms until after the 2026 general elections and only if President Hakainde Hichilema is re-elected. He has argued that government's focus should instead be redirected toward urgent national challenges such as the rising cost of living and persistent load shedding, which continue to affect the daily lives of ordinary Zambians. Mr. Nyirenda has also warned that the push for constitutional changes echoes the actions of the previous PF regime, implying that the UPND may be losing touch with public sentiment. He has described the past 4 years of the UPND tenure in government as a period of inadequate progress, calling for a more results-driven approach to governance.
Everything that is in there, whether it's good or it's not good, it is misplaced. It shouldn't be. It should be thrown out. I was speaking somewhere else. I said, look, for me it reminds as if HH and UPND, they were scholars of PF and MMD, sitting there listening to the mistakes what PF was making and so on and so on, and used them. And this is what they are now. The same mistakes. The same mistakes which were being made by PF, they are being made by him. He's following the footsteps, as you can see.
Zambia Airports Corporation Limited, ZACL, has denied allegations of misconduct and corruption in awarding cleaning services tenders at three international airports in the country. The claims made by Cleaning Association of Zambia President Lawrence Makumbi suggest impropriety in the tender process for cleaning services at Kenneth Kaunda, Simon Mwansaka Pwepwe, and Harry Mwangang Kumbula International Airports. ZACL Acting Managing Director Zephania Sholovela says the allegations are baseless and without merit. He has emphasized that the tender process was transparent, competitive, and fully compliant with Zambia Public Procurement Authority regulations.
Zambia Airports Corporation Limited categorically refutes the persistent allegations made by the president of the Cleaning Association of Zambia in a recent interview circulating on social media. The claims of misconduct and corruption in the awarding of cleaning services tenders at Kenneth Kaunda, Simon Mwansaka Pwepwe, and Harry Mwangang Kumbula International Airports are entirely baseless and without merit. As previously outlined in our press release dated 23rd January 2025, the tender process was conducted in a transparent and competitive manner, fully compliant with the Zambia Public Procurement Authority regulations.
Human rights activist Ngande Mwanajiti has urged Human Rights Commission Director General Mbololwa Wamunyima to revitalize the Commission's role and intensify efforts in raising public awareness on human rights. Mr. Mwanajiti has noted that Ms. Wamunyima, being newly appointed, has assumed office at a crucial time when the Commission must reaffirm its commitment to protecting the rights of both citizens and politicians, especially with the upcoming election year. He has emphasized the importance of educating the public on the nature of their rights, warning that politicians often exploit these rights for their own gain. Mr. Mwanajiti has stressed that the Commission must remain firm and consistent in its stance. He has further recommended that habitual rights violators should be treated differently from first-time offenders.
The first thing that the commissioner, the new commissioner general, they must understand fully the act which establishes the commission. The commission is no established consequence to a decision or a provision of the Constitution. We should see a situation where the Commission reaches out, and to do that, in my view, they must reawake their function of providing education, because that appears to be on the very weak side. So from where I stand, I don't expect the Commission to say, okay, now there's going to be an election, therefore we must get more involved. The Commission must be the same throughout the 5-year period.
Minister of Health, Dr. Elijah Muchima, has underscored the strong political will in making progress to improve maternal and newborn outcomes. Speaking as a panelist at a high-level side event on improving health and well-being for women and newborns, held on the sidelines of the 58th session of the Commission on Population and Development at the UN headquarters, Dr. Muchima has highlighted Zambia's progress in reducing the pregnancy-related mortality ratio from 729 in 2001 to 278 in 2018 and 195 deaths per 100,000 live births in 2024, and attributed it to the strong political will. He has also highlighted that the neonatal mortality rate decreased from 37 to 27 and 17 deaths per 1,000 live births over the same period. Dr. Muchima has noted that President Hakainde Hichilema established the Presidential Delivery Unit to improve the delivery of public services, adding that the public services targeted for improvement are the maternal and newborn services, with an overall objective of reducing maternal and newborn deaths in the country. This is according to a statement issued by First Secretary for Press and Public Relations, Permanent Mission of Zambia to the United Nations, Namatama Njekwa.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank, more than banking.
In business news, the Zambia Chamber of Commerce and Industry, ZACI, has expressed concern over the continued lack of formalization among businesses in the country, noting that the majority still operate informally. ZACI President Anthony Kabaye has described the situation as a worrying trend, which results in significant revenue losses for the government due to uncollected taxes. Mr. Kabaye has revealed that ZACI has launched an initiative aimed at promoting the formalization of the informal sector. He said the initiative includes simplifying the business registration process and leveraging digital platforms to make it easier for entrepreneurs to formalize their operations.
Any country cannot do without that formalization. They are such a few formal companies, formalized businesses in Zambia. So ZACI has taken an initiative. We have come up with a formalization program. And that formalization program will make sure it's not just about going to partner and say you are formalized. You need to educate our informal sector why they should understand, why they should formalize. Because some of the companies, some of these informal sector guys, to them, they are better off in the informal. They are not paying taxes and so on.
The news continues after these messages.
Enjoy uncapped fiber internet at home or at work with Liquid Fiber. You can also get our SIM card to experience the same fiber speeds on the move with Liquid Data on the go. Call 400 or visit your nearest Liquid Telecom outlet to get started. Liquid Data on the go. Now that's speed. Terms and conditions apply.
The top international news.
Now, Australia has swiftly turned down China's offer to join hands against Donald Trump's tariffs as Washington escalates its trade war with Beijing. The White House recently imposed an import tax of 10% on Australian goods, but for China, Australia's biggest trading partner, raised tariffs to 125%. China's ambassador to Australia, Xiao Qian, argued joint resistance is the only way to stop the bullying behavior of the U.S., appealing for Canberra's cooperation in an opinion piece on Thursday. The BBC has more.
The UN's highest court is due to hear a case brought by Sudan accusing the United Arab Emirates of being complicit in genocide. Khartoum says the UAE has been arming paramilitaries of the Rapid Support Forces with the aim of wiping out the non-Arab mass elite population.